Hello, everybody. It's well, it's obviously me because otherwise somebody's nicked my iPad and using my account, which would be a bit lame. It's 2:23 on Monday, the 21st of November. Why I don't think that computers have invented the ability to tag and date this recording, I don't know. I'm sitting with James Random, and just recently we've been working together on a project for a company in the South. And even though it's been a bit distorted, a bit all over the place, it's been interesting because we've started to mess around with QR codes. Hello, James.
Hello.
So tell people about the process that you've been doing about these QR codes, because you found a way to make them round.
Yeah, basically, CJ said to me that she thought that QR codes were a bit sort of dull because they were always square, always black and white, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that she was pretty sure that something could be done with them. So I just started experimenting, really, practicing with sort of how much data I could take away from a QR before it wouldn't work, how shapes could be changed and stuff like that. And basically, I just discovered that you could make them round. So long as you have the square QR code in the middle, you can add, you know, shapes around it that look like QR data, and then sort of like in any shape you want, basically.
So have you also... I know a little bit about this. You can take a certain amount of it away, can't you, and it still works?
Yeah, about 30%.
Okay, so you've got these round QR codes on your site, which is jamesrandom.com. How long does it take to make one?
About 3 hours.
Okay, so 3 hours' work, and how much are you charging for that? What, about 25 quid an hour, something like that?
Something like that. Okay. I mean, just go for a flat fee of 75 quid per...
QR code. That works better, doesn't it? Okay, so I'm thinking that having a custom QR code that is round stands out a lot more than your average bolt on the side of the freeway. Oh, I've got to show you this video that's Scott Stratton after this about QR codes and make you laugh. You're an illustrator based in Nottingham, and so you're looking for bits and bobs at the minute. That's one of your new things, isn't it, is QR codes?
Yeah.
What else can you do?
I'm a graphic designer.
So what can you do then?
I can do logo types, typefaces, which are really difficult. And
from scratch?
From scratch, yeah. Takes months, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So it's like a full-time kind of contract work job?
Yeah, it's really difficult. Because the trouble with typefaces is there's trillions of them. So to make one that's different takes a lot of time.
Jesus Christ. How do you do that? How do you look for something different? Do you start on one character? Or?
Yeah, basically just sort of start out with a rough kind of thing. It's basically like you have to do it all by hand. You just sort of rough out one and then you trace over that and make it refine. And, you know, you'll either have a roaring typeface at the end of it or an acute sense of failed suicide.
And on the suicide note, seeing as we're coming into December, December's getting really, really busy on this job. We can't really tell you much about it yet. One, because it's embarrassing. And two, that until the branding and everything's sorted out, it's got to have that kind of look and that styling that the company's going for. Otherwise people won't get it, because context is very important in this particular project. But it's a really exciting project because it's the start of a brand from another country coming to this country and rebranding it for the style and market that they're going for. And I always like to be in early when it comes to stuff like this. Having some sort of creative control over the graphics and the design is always pretty exciting. So more on that pretty much soon. Check James's workout. He's at jamesrandom.com. He's also on Twitter at James_random. Give him some work because he'll end up like me on Christmas Day last year, and that was eating hummus with stale bread. And nobody really needs that for Christmas.